Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Today, I am honored to have with me in the studio Caitlin Condon of MCS Touch, a local charitable organization that helps formerly incarcerated men and women assimilate back into society. We're going to bring Caitlin on here in just a second, but in the meantime, let me just mention that on April 27th and 28th, me and my staff will be at the Women's Expo. It will be in the Lausche building of the Ohio Expo Center, otherwise known as the Fairgrounds. I will have my rolling studio right inside the building. It's going to be a lot of fun, so come and meet us in person. That again, that's April 27th and 28th in the Lausche building. And today, when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, people are going to win pairs of tickets to that event, so stay tuned for that. Also, if you would consider making a donation to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com, I promise to put the money to good use by funding things like Dentistry from the Heart, which our event will be on June 14th. That's an all-day of free dentistry event. The Team Smile event, which is taking place May 3rd at Nationwide Arena in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets, funded by the Delta Dental Foundation. Or my 7th annual golf outing, a charity golf outing. We have not selected the exact date, but it's usually right around the last weekend in July for that. And by the way, speaking of Team Smile, we still need a number of dentists, dental hygienists, and dental assistants to help us out. Remember, it's May 3rd. It's a Friday. What happens that day is 250 children, Central Ohio children from lower-income families, are going to receive free dental care. So if you're a dental professional, would you please go to www.teamsmile.org, click on Volunteer, then click on Volunteer Now, and choose the Columbus Blue Jackets. You'll see it's the next event on a long list of events. They do events with the Minnesota Twins, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Denver Nuggets, Chicago Bears, Kansas City Chiefs, you name it. And we're fortunate to have them and the Blue Jackets working together to do this in Columbus. Now, if you're not a dental professional, not only can you sign up to help, but you can call your dentist and ask him or her to sign up as well. So that might even be better. Remember, we need people for registration, check-in, check-out. All kinds of volunteers are needed. So teamsmile.org, volunteer, then volunteer now. Okay. And then do me a favor. Go to Dr. Kvitko, Mentis & Associates, and like us. We like you too, so maybe you can like us. All right, let's get into today's show topic. MCS Touch. I'm proud to have Caitlin Condon in the studio with me. Caitlin, tell me, what is MCS Touch? What does it stand for one? Because I know it's a big, long acronym that, even though I'm on the board now, I still don't remember all of the time. And what's your title at this particular charity?
Well, first, thank you for having me on this morning.
You're welcome.
MCS Touch stands for Metropolitan Community Services, and Touch stands for Teaching Opportunity Unity by Connecting Hearts.
Okay.
And my role at the agency, we all have a lot of different roles, but I'm mainly the director of the women's program and also the executive assistant in the office.
Okay. You're an executive.
Yes.
Do you have an executive automobile?
not quite.
Not yet.
I haven't worked that up yet.
Okay. Now, so how long ago was this founded?
MCS Touch came into being in 2008. So this will actually be our 5-year anniversary July.
Wow, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so how did it get started?
It got started through the founder and CEO, which is Brian Woods. He just had a vision. He's formerly incarcerated himself, and he went through the reentry process and saw how much need there was for individuals returning from jail and prison A lot of people wanted a second chance. There just wasn't much out there to give them that opportunity. So he, through his own experiences, created a program that was really tailored to what the needs were for individuals that were just coming home.
So he found the system was kind of woefully inadequate for his needs?
Yes. And basically one of the main things that he wanted to bring into being was a peer-to-peer program, which is what we operate off of, where individuals who have gone through the transition successfully help others who are just now going through, because who better to help them through that than somebody who's successfully completed that?
Yeah, and there's always that, you're looking at the person who's giving you advice. It's kind of like the divorce counselor who's divorced.
Yes.
How can you tell me about, you know, how I should stay married and work things out with my wife when you got divorced?
Precisely. Yeah. And it's, you know, the research says it's the most effective way to reduce the recidivism rate of people returning to jail and prison is to give them a role model, essentially, as to, you know, if I can do it, you can do it too.
Okay. That's really neat. Now, I read in the Dispatch, now that I'm a board member of Touch, I read in the Dispatch, I'm noticing this more, and I think it was about 3 weeks ago, maybe, I almost brought it to the board meeting, I forgot, talking about how Ohio's recidivism rate has decreased, and it is 28.7%. Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm, exactly, yeah.
Okay. And that they're very proud of that, because it's gone down. What is the recidivism rate for a Touch graduate?
We actually have a very low recidivism rate of 7.4%.
7.4.
Yes.
So it's 1/4. It's like 3 times better than the state average.
Yes. Yes.
7.4%. Okay. I'm going to write that down. That might be important to somebody later if they're trying to win flowers. okay. So now I'll have to tell you that when I told people I got involved in this particular charity and we're working to help raise money for the charity, people look at me like, really? I mean, are there better things we can spend our money on, like childhood cancer or any cancer for that matter, or, you know, heart disease, cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy? And I tell them, because it took me a while to kind of formulate this, because in fact, the reason I got involved is I look at it as helping to reunite families. So let's picture this. You have, a man in jail. Mm-hmm. And you have his wife and 2 kids at home, and she's a single mom now trying to raise these 2 kids. And then he comes out, and if we can help him get, you know, make the right choices, do the right thing, get back together with his wife living in the same household and help to raise those children, you're really helping children. You're helping this family reunite. You're helping, and he becomes a taxpayer. Instead of out committing new crimes, whatever that might be, whether it's petty theft or, you know, I don't know the kind of crimes. I'm going to ask you that in a minute. But so now you have this reunited family, and you're helping the wife, you're helping the children, and you're helping the community, because now maybe the businesses don't have to worry about this particular individual stealing from them again. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's how you look at it too?
Definitely. And, you know, the way I talk about it to people, they laugh, but I say, you can put a puppy next to most things and people will love it, but you can't put a puppy next to an individual that has a felony or misdemeanor and people are going to love it. but we do take more of that community approach where, you know, the community needs to take an active part in helping with recidivism, because these individuals are coming back to our community. They're going to be your neighbors, you know, the people working at the supermarket, and why not invest the time and energy into them now to help them make those better choices, get their family back together, use their time wisely, get connected with resources so that they become active citizens.
And as a taxpayer, we save money because we're not having to pay to keep them in prison.
Absolutely. It is much less expensive to pay for reentry than it is to pay for 1 year of incarceration in the state of Ohio.
Isn't it something like $30,000 to $33,000 a year to keep somebody incarcerated?
Yeah, the average, I think, in Ohio is between $25,000 to $30,000 a year. And with your typical program for us, we can get that cost, you know, under, you know, $3,000 a year. I mean, so it's much more cost effective.
Right. So hopefully I'm helping people open their eyes and maybe open their hearts to do something, because some of these ex-cons, I guess we'll call them, that's what they're referred to usually, these former prisoners. I don't know, what word do you like to use?
We typically use formerly incarcerated.
Formerly incarcerated. That's a lot of syllables though.
I know.
And okay, I'll try. The formerly incarcerated folks. A lot of times they were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it in the news lately where there was a party going on and something bad was happening and people got kind of caught up in the moment. And the next thing you know, they're in jail for 5 years or prison. And by the way, I want to understand the differences, because it seems to me that people are only in jail until their trial. And then if they're found guilty, they go to prison. Can you explain that?
Yes, there is actually a large difference. I mean, a lot depends on the type of crime that was committed. You also see that lesser sentences of a year or less are where people can serve their sentence out in jail.
Okay.
And where prison is typically a year or more. And based on the offense, where it was committed, things of that nature will dictate which place they go.
Okay, so people in jail are not the rapists and the murderers. Those are the people that were caught stealing one too many times, caught for the 46th time driving while intoxicated, mm-hmm. things like that?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so I was wrong. It's not just until you have your trial and go to prison. It's some of the lesser offenses are actually, you actually serve in a jail.
Yes, I mean, they do have the individuals that are awaiting the trial and things of that nature, but people serving sentences in a jail are for lesser offenses.
Okay, can somebody be a participant in your program, and do you call them clients, students? What do you call them?
We call them program participants.
Program participants. You love syllables, don't you?
We do.
Program participants. That's five or something. Okay. And so they are formerly incarcerated program participants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough time on this show to say that every time, but I'll try. Can they be the worst of the worst? I mean, can they, when I say that, I think society thinks of murderers and rapists mm-hmm. as the worst of the worst. Can they be those folks?
We'll serve a variety of individuals. The only type of individual we can't serve is if they have a sexual offense on their background, and that's mainly because of the funding sources that we have dictate that.
Oh, okay. So it would not be a rapist.
Yeah, if they are a registered sex offender, we do take the time to refer them to several services within the community that can help them with everything from housing to employment, getting the state requirements for any counseling. But
don't forget dental care.
Yes, and dental care. That's a big thing. But for us, we serve any offense other than sexual offenses because of that reason. But everybody who comes to our program comes there voluntarily. So they are people who are just genuinely looking for some help.
But how do they find out about you? I mean, in your program, not you, but the program, which is MCS Touch. Tell me again, municipal?
Metropolitan Community Services. Touch Program.
Touch Program. And it's T.O.C.H. Stands for Teaching Opportunity Unity Through Connecting Hearts.
By connecting hearts.
Getting
there. I know.
I'm getting closer. At least I remembered all the
words.
We're
trying to cut down the syllables for you.
Okay. That's right. Let's just call it touch from now on. So where does your funding come from then if they're able to put strings attached, which is what they've done?
It comes from a variety of places. We do partner with other agencies of the community to get grant funding or foundation grants from the federal level down to the local level. But we also do hold a lot of our own fundraisers because we are a smaller nonprofit. So we do a lot of the footwork ourselves.
And we're going to talk about that fundraiser that you have coming up tomorrow in a little bit.
Yes.
Probably after this first break. But so the funding, you talked about grants and things. Does any of it come from the state, the prison system? Because it seems to me if they're paying $25,000 to $30,000 a year to keep somebody in prison, it would behoove them to give you guys $3,000 per program participant. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
To help you get them back into society in a much kinder way.
As of right now, it doesn't. But I mean, we're always communicating with individuals. We're currently in two of the state prisons doing a program through another grant project that they're fully aware of. So we're communicating with them to try and establish in a relationship where that could take place.
Okay. Well, let's hope that comes through, because it seems to me that that's where the money ought to be spent. We call our prison system the correctional system
mm-hmm.
when it doesn't really correct much.
Mm-hmm.
But here seems like a good way that it could correct. It could, maybe they weren't, while they were in prison, they didn't receive the care and attention to help them become a good citizen when they got out. But maybe at that last minute, with a little bit of funding, you could teach them to not continue what you guys call criminal behavior or criminal thinking, mm-hmm. which we're going to talk about, and how to get back into society, get a job, be responsible, pay your taxes, and just kind of never go back to prison. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, absolutely. That's the whole goal.
Okay. Well, we have to go to a break, as I alluded. So you're going to stay with me, right?
Yep.
Okay, since you're already up.
Might as well.
Might as well. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
And we're back. We're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are with Caitlin Condon. She is with MCS Touch, a local charitable organization that helps formerly incarcerated men and women assimilate back into society, right, Caitlin?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So now we're talking about funding and how most of your funding sources do not allow you to, well, a person can't be in the program if they are a sexual offender.
Yeah.
So I want to get that out there right away. But they can be somebody that happened to kill somebody, even if it was accidental, because people still go to prison for accidentally killing somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet it could have been one of those cases where didn't know the gun went off. I mean, I was cleaning it, or we were just kind of rolling around on the floor, almost like wrestling like boys do, and a gun went off.
Yeah.
So if society hasn't decided to put them away for the rest of their life, we need to help them become a part of society when they get out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You talked about how this is the fifth year, it's the fifth anniversary, and that we're trying to raise money. I say we because I became a board member about a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me, what are you guys doing tomorrow? What are you doing?
We're actually holding our third annual Jail and Bail fundraiser. It's a ton of fun where board members, staff members, people from the community can volunteer to get locked up in fake jail cells. I have to put that out there. They are fake jail cells.
So we don't all get our own toilet?
No, unfortunately. but everybody is given a bail amount. And they sit in their fake jail cell and they make phone calls to friends, family, coworkers, things of that nature to raise their bail. Okay. And all proceeds go directly to the program. We're very fortunate. This is one fundraiser. There's no out-of-pocket costs, so everything comes directly back into to the program to benefit participants.
Who do you have? Do you have anybody that we would know that's going to be locked up besides me?
We do. We do. We have a couple of community members that are coming out. Franklin County Municipal Court Judge James Green is actually going to come out and be our presiding judge. So he'll be the one sentencing you.
Oh, okay.
So you do get an official sentence from a judge. I'm sure he'll bring the robe as well. It'll be a fun time.
Think he'll show me leniency?
I don't know. It's going to depend on your attitude that day. we also have a good friend of yours, Ted Williams, man with a golden voice, coming out.
Yes.
He'll be coming out to support our program. He's a new friend of the agency, but he feels very passionately about what we do, and he's been a great support so far.
Right, because his story is like a second chance.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what Touch can do for these folks that are getting in. It seems to me that you would just come out of prison or jail angry. And very, very hard to overcome that. And without this kind of help, I don't know how you could.
And some people do, but a lot of people actually come out just, let's make a fresh slate out of it. You know, I think that's the majority of people we see is I'm just looking for that second chance. What happened in the past. I just want to work on making a better future.
So what time and what is the phone number? How can people donate? How are they going to hear about this?
We're going to hold the fundraiser actually at the Whitehall China Cafe. It's a new restaurant in the Whitehall community from 12 to 7:30 tomorrow. People can stop in at any point during the day and make fun of us that are, you know, those of us that are in the jail cell. You can also go to our website. This is honestly the easiest way to help. Our website is www.touch.com. imp.org. And right on our homepage, we made it very easy. There's a jail and bail flyer. You just click on that and it'll take you through the donation process.
Okay. And how much are you hoping to raise? About $1 million?
That would be great. we try and raise right around $25,000 every year.
Okay, well, that should be doable, I would think.
Yes.
Okay. If somebody wants to donate right now, you can call 459-9769, and we'll be happy to take your call. And that would be wonderful, because then I'll know that a certain donation came because of me, because I have bail to raise, too.
Yes, donated towards Dr. Kavitka's bail.
Yeah, can I count it that way?
Absolutely. Every board member has to raise $500, so you can start now.
Okay, we'll hit Ted Williams up for that, maybe.
Yes. We do also have one other individual who's coming out who's been a longtime friend of the agency, Granville Waiters.
Oh, yeah, former
basketball player and NBA player.
Cool.
He's been such a good support of us, and he'll be coming out, and we'll hopefully have a cell that has enough headroom for him.
I was going to say, you have one tall enough for him?
I hope so. We'll see.
Okay. I'm sure he's used to ducking anyway.
Yes.
I have a 6'10" patient, a 6'9" patient, and they barely fit in the chair. Their feet hang off the end. They're used to this. It doesn't matter who they go to. They have all our chairs are the same size. And then their head hangs off the headrest to the point where if I don't have them slide down, their head is almost like on the countertop behind. And I can't really get back there. And this one young man, I've been treating him since he was 2.5 or 3. And it's just been so fun to see him just grow and grow and grow. I always tease the kids when they're getting as tall as me, that I used to tease that I didn't hire anybody taller than me. But that's not possible, because I'm just plain too short. Anyway, okay, so that sounds like a lot of fun. And the phone number, if somebody wants to call on Monday, would be 614-338-8733, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do us a favor, if it goes to voicemail, please leave a voicemail with your phone number that you can be called back, because with any luck, the phones are going to be busy.
Yes.
And we would still love to hear from you and still have a chance to gather your donation, but I have a feeling that there's going to be some voicemail happening.
Yeah, and we'll return those calls within a 5-minute period. We'll get right back to you.
That fast?
Yes.
Okay. That's really good to know. Okay. So now, is this your first jail and bail?
This will actually be our third annual
jail and bail. Okay. And we just kind of try to build on the previous two.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking you were going to tell me the judge was going to be in a jail, and I thought, well, that'd be a kind of a turnabout thing.
We'll see what we can talk him into that day. But right now, so far, he's just going to be the presiding judge.
Maybe you could have one of your graduates be the judge and sentence him.
The program participants actually come out to be our jury, and they heckle us the whole time.
Oh, do they?
It's such a fun event. We try and... the staff members and board members, we try and take donors from each other.
Oh.
So we see like who makes the phone call first and who can get to that one, one agency friend, and, yell back and forth about, who has the most money at the time. It's really a good fun event.
Okay. Well, good. That's good. Again, let me give that number. 338, well, in the 614 area code, 338-8733. So mark it down, and maybe tomorrow while you're at work, you can remember this number. You can give a call and make a donation. Any donation is acceptable, right? Like $5, $10, you don't care?
Every little bit helps, and all donations are tax deductible. We're a 501c3, and we can provide you with a donation receipt, or if you do the online donating, you'll get a screen that says print this out and use this as your donation receipt.
Oh, okay. That's really neat. Okay, now your title is the Executive Director for Women?
I'm the Director of the Women's Program and the Executive Assistant.
Okay.
And I also do the case management.
So, how many or what percentage of your program participants, I got all those syllables right, are women, and what percent are men?
We're actually in the process of doing those numbers, but we actually have a significantly higher amount of men, when you look at the data of the numbers that are currently incarcerated in Ohio, there's obviously more men than women. But we're in the process of boosting up the women's program. I would say probably about 75% of the individuals we serve are men.
75
and 25%.
Does that mirror the population in the institutions, or isn't it more like 85% men, 15 women?
It's probably closer. I don't know the statistics right off the top of my head, but there's three women's institutions really in the state.
So you have Marysville Women's Reformatory. Mm-hmm. What else?
We have the pre-release center in Dayton, and there's also one institution up near the lake, and I forget which one that is off the top of my head, but.
Which lake? Lake Erie?
Lake Erie, yeah.
Okay.
the only lake.
Yeah, I was gonna teach you. Okay. Now, see, I went and gave a talk to a dental laboratory technician course at the Marysville Women's Reformatory once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. So now you visited all these three facilities. Do you visit on a regular basis? Or
With the women's prison, we actually don't, just because of the distance, honestly. The Marysville's the closest one. It's 45 minutes away. And they just moved the women out to Dayton. They actually were at the Franklin Pre-Release Center, but they converted that to a men's institution just 1 year ago, I believe. So we're in the progress of trying to get out into the women's prisons. It's harder because I'm pretty much it right now when it comes to the women's program. We have some wonderful interns that help support it, but trying to get out of the office and go to the institutions is quite difficult.
Yeah, when I called the other day, a girl said, "This is Katie," and I thought it was you.
I know.
I thought, I didn't know you went by Katie. Well, you don't, do you?
I don't.
It's Caitlin. Okay.
We just try to confuse people.
It worked because your voices sounded somewhat similar. Now, I want to find out, and we've talked and I've teased, but when people come out, there are several things they need. They need, a lot of times, they are in need of dental care because mm-hmm. the system kind of only provides for emergency care, right,
yes.
when they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come out, if they're missing a front tooth or two, it's a little hard to get a job, isn't it?
Yes, extremely difficult. And I know you and I've spoken about the dental care before, and I know one of the programs you do is Dentistry from the Heart.
Right,
and,
right.
There's another one called, I believe, Dental Connection, that is just so important. Preventative care is really what's the most needed. We have a lot of, a handful of resources on free and sliding scale basis that do, you know, extractions and things of that nature. But that preventative care, your annual cleanings, it's just very difficult to find.
Well, that's a good point. And we do cleanings at Dentistry from the Heart. So I assume you're spreading the word among the program participants.
Oh, yes. Anytime a flyer comes out, we hand them out to everybody. You know, we put it up on our resource board and all of our social media because it is so difficult to find. It's such a wonderful, wonderful event to have because it, you know, not a lot of people are willing to do that. And our program participants need that so desperately.
So remind me if I haven't already given you a flyer
okay.
that will get you one, maybe an email format. You can print a couple off or I can mail you some if you would like that. Because it's cleanings, fillings, extractions. It's there's no need. You don't have to show need
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to show ID. We still want your name. We still want you to be honest with us when we're talking about your name and address, and we want you to be honest about health history and that sort of thing. But other than that, we just need to know who we're working on and make sure we don't give them something they might be allergic to. But other than that, there are no strings. You just come in, and if you want a cleaning, you get a cleaning. And if you know you need a filling done or you want us to check because you think you do, we'll take an x-ray and we'll fill that if that's what you need. And if it's really clear that your tooth has to come out, we'll do that too. But it's all day from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., happens to be at my office, which is 4308 North High Street in Clintonville. 43214 is the zip if you're doing a map quest. What about transportation? Do you have a way of helping these folks get to where they need to be?
Unfortunately, right now we don't have funding for our bus passes or anything of that nature. I mean, if somebody needs to get somewhere, we'll make sure it happens. You know, for groups, I'll oftentimes pick up some of the women and drop them off. And for the men's program, our policies, if you can get there, we'll make sure you get back.
Okay. And do you think that just your personal experience in dealing with your participants, I left off a few vowels if you didn't notice, I left off the program part on purpose. Have you noticed that the women come out with better dental health than the men or vice versa, or it's pretty much the same?
Across the board, there's a huge need. You
okay.
know, from just not having care throughout their entire life, or, you know, maybe some of the habits that they had destroying their teeth. Yeah, there's been no difference between the men and women. They all just need the assistance.
All right. Now, pretty soon we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And when I do, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist at your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. However, this day, we're going to have probably four winners, because what we're going to do is we're going to give away everybody that, I think we have four listener lines, assuming they're all working, and I've been told that we don't know till we try, but everyone's going to win two free tickets to the Women's Expo for April 27th and 28th to come out and see us, but one person's going to win the free flowers from a Vice Number Florist. So, not going to do the question right yet, but when I do, it might be important if you remembered that the recidivism rate for a Touch graduate is 7.4%, correct? 7.4%.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So Before we do that question, we need you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, according to my guest, Caitlin Condon of MCS Touch, the recidivism rate for Touch graduates is only A, 7.4%, B, 28.7%, C, 58.7%, or D, 78.7%. All right. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon and a pair of tickets to the Women's Expo April 27th and 8th. And three more people, up to three more people, will receive or win two free tickets to the Women's Expo. All right. The number is 459-9769, 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
While most schools raise tuition every year, Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School in Dublin is still less than $5,000. And that includes everything. Hi, this is Kendra O'Reilly, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, and I'm so proud of my students that have already made the first step in securing a great future for themselves as an in-demand dental assistant.
Hi, my name is Chrissy Lees from Utica. I am a mother of two who works full-time. These weekend classes work great for me. The course is very interesting, and these instructors are amazing. They really want you to succeed. It's only been 2 weeks, and I'm already getting hands-on experience in a dental office.
The next class begins on April 13th. Don't delay. To claim your space or to get more information, call 740-602-1250. That's 740-602-1250. Or go to assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com.
Mom. Has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go.
All right, we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we're in the middle of doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So we have lines 1, 2, 3, and 4, and Caitlin, just pick a number between 1 and 4 for me.
Let's go with number 3.
Number 3 it is. All right, that would be Paula. Now, hey, Sarah, and the others stay on the line because you are also winners. We have to get your address to send you the Women's Expo tickets, so don't hang up, but let's go to Paula. I'm assuming Paula has the right answer. Are you there, Paula?
Yes.
Okay, good. What's the answer?
7.4.
That's right. That's right. Isn't that really neat?
It is really neat.
It's amazing to me that they can drop that rate so low. Paula, what do you do for a living?
I am a special projects specialist. I do just special projects for different organizations.
Okay. That sounds like fundraising to me.
It is, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Paula, stay on the line because we need to get both your work address so we can send the flowers and then wherever you want us to mail those tickets to the Women's Expo, okay?
Great, and thank you so very much.
Hey, you're welcome. And everybody else stay on hold so that my producer can get your information as well. All right. So now, Caitlin, more questions about touch. All right. Now, we talked about the services you offer, which is anywhere from helping them find medical services, dental services, transportation if they need help. What other kinds of things do you find a way for them to get kind of cleaned up, if you will, and look presentable for an interview?
Well, the main component we offer are our weekly group talk sessions. And that's where we really get down to the nitty gritty of, you know, how do you manage your time? How are your relationships? What are your thinking errors so that we can mentally prepare them, you know, for that reintegration? And then we also have a clothing bank where they can come in and find either casual or business clothes for interviews. We provide counseling services. We provide mock interviewing. We help them with a resume.
Wow.
We'll do free tutoring services for individuals who are looking to, you know, continue their education. And we'll go over that dreaded question of how to answer, you know, during an interview if somebody asks, well, I see you have a felony. What happened?
Right.
You know, we help them practice that because it can be very frustrating and it can be very emotional for them to explain that. And we want to make sure that they have, you know, a very good-looking package for the employer. So they sound confident, they can show that they've changed, and that all they need is that opportunity.
And you have a computer lab, right, where they can
yes.
learn how to use the computer?
Yes, we hold once weekly computer workshops. You know, a lot of people don't realize the importance of technology in this day and age for trying to track down some employment. A lot of businesses, you can only do an online application, so we get people up to the point.
I hate that, by the way.
I know.
I
what
really
happened
hate
to face to face, turn in an application,
you don't
meet the
know
manager?
If you'll ever get it. You don't know when or if you'll mm-hmm. hear. And I know of people that the money is so tight that they lose their internet access because mm-hmm. they haven't paid their bill, and then now they've missed out on an opportunity, a job or something.
Absolutely. And that's why one of the reasons we offer the computer classes, but we also have an electronics thrift store. We do electronics recycling. So whenever an individual maybe does get that job or does come into, you know, a little bit of money, they can buy a computer at a much lower cost than a brand new computer.
Kind of like how much? What's an average cost?
I'd say the average cost is between $100, $150 for a full computer system. There are some that are less expensive, but
$150 for what do you mean by full? Like has speakers, has keyboard, has
it comes
the
with
monitor?
The tower, the monitor, the keyboard, the mouse. I think a few of them come with a printer as well.
Wow!
So and
can't even buy a
cords.
Printer for that. You get the whole computer for that.
Yeah,
and it works.
Absolutely, we test it. We you know load it up with.
Can anybody buy these?
Yeah, they can come down to our same location actually, and it's open anytime that our office is open.
What's the address?
It's 3968 East Main Street, down in Whitehall.
What's the zip code?
43213.
Because people like using GPS. So give it again. If somebody has their GPS ears on, it's 3968
East
Main
Street
in Whitehall.
In Whitehall. Zip code 43213. And we have other items other than computers as well. I mean, we have low cost cell phones and other technology, as well as TVs and printers. But the main need we see is, of course, computers.
Okay. Well, that sounds like, if too many people come in to buy them, then they're not going to be there for your program participants, are they?
Well,
you'll make more?
We hold what we call recycling drives with churches and other organizations or businesses in the community where we provide them all the marketing materials. They just have to let, you know, their friends and family know, and they come and donate all their old electronics. And we have some wonderful staff and volunteers and also program participants that go through and refurbish everything and get it ready, you know, erase anything off that's not supposed to be there
mm-hmm.
And put some new things on. So we hold those on a regular basis.
Okay. So the hard drive, you're saying you will reformat the hard drive so it blanks it out for the
Absolutely.
People that might be
yes.
donating? You know, I'm just thinking, I have this whole row of old computer towers, if you will, sitting up in my one tech room, and I'm not sure what I'm keeping them for. So that would be something, there might be other people like me.
Absolutely, especially with spring cleaning coming up, you know, the weather's starting to get nice, you're cleaning out that garage or the attic, the basement. Definitely consider it. It's also a tax-deductible donation. We can give you a donation receipt right on the spot whenever you bring it in the office.
I think I might have 10 of them.
That would be phenomenal. We can.
Here's an idea. Why don't you fix it and I'll buy it back for $150?
We can do that.
That would work, wouldn't it?
We can do that just for you.
Well, no, I mean, that's the deal. I could give this to you, get a tax deductible donation receipt, and then if I wanted to, come back and literally buy one from you guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even have to wait to buy my own. I could buy one of yours.
Yep.
Okay. Well, if you have a business and you're like me and you just realized you also have a few computers sitting in a room that you thought you were going to, I don't know, I thought I was going to use it for parts, but it almost never works out that way. I discovered that I had a 1982 Buick Riviera, a car that I actually loved, you know, and when it started to go downhill, I bought another one and another one. So I had three at the same time, thinking that, you know what I'll do? I'll get all the good parts off of one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, off of, and make one good one. And what I discovered was, is the same thing breaks on all of them. So, you know, it's the same thing where, like, where cars rust out, it's always in the same spot. Mm-hmm. Every model, there's some kind of a flaw that it rusts there. So if you're keeping it for parts like I am, it's probably not going to work because all the same part is going to be broken in all of them. So that's just me talking, though.
Yeah, and the drawer full of old cell phones that you're going to reactivate one day. Bring those out, too.
I have some of those, too.
Yep, everybody has the drawer.
Oh, my goodness. I have a cupboard.
Oh, a cupboard? Yep, bring out the cupboard.
That's interesting. And so you make them usable again, or you break them down for parts? What do you do?
It's going to depend. We actually do electronics recycling training for our program participants. So whenever an item comes in, like I said, it's tested and evaluated. And if it's broken beyond repair or broken to the point where it costs just too much to fix it, we teach the participants how to demanufacture them in a safe way.
Okay.
And nothing goes to a landfill. That's the great part. It's a really green program.
Oh.
And anything that goes out of the office, any funding that comes from it goes directly back into funding that program.
Oh, that's neat.
So if it's broken down or too old, we'll demanufacture it. But if it's gently used, able to resell, we'll refurbish it, clean it up, test it, make sure everything's working, and put it out on the floor.
Okay. That's good to know. All right. Looks like we need to go to a break. So hang with me. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your dentures loose, but you thought nothing could be done? Take heart. With the help of mini implants, we can make your dentures fit so well, it may take you two hands to get them out of your mouth. Interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Tell her, make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely. Oh. In my white tee. Oh. On South Beach. Oh. When I
open up your mouth, you grill gleaming.
Gleaming.
I say, let me see your grill.
Let you see my butt.
All right, we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I have with me in the studio Caitlin Condon of MCS Touch. It is on West Main Street in Whitehall, and they are holding a jail and bail fundraiser tomorrow. And what it is local celebrities, if you will, and board members will be locked up in a pretend jail. We hope it's pretend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to make phone calls and try to raise money and get out of jail, basically.
Yes, and everybody gets a charge, so you're going to have to think about what charge you're going to pick for the day.
How about hosting a radio show without a license?
Okay, we'll take it.
All right. Now, so let's talk a little bit more about Touch. We talked about the services, the funding. I didn't ask you, how are your participants identified? How do you decide, or how do you guys come together?
We've got a couple of ways, actually. Word of mouth has been our best friend. You know, a lot of our program participants are our best advocates. They go out there and find other people in need. A lot of people come in and say, hey, the bus driver told me about you guys, or I met one of your participants at the bus stop and I heard about it. But we also do attend reentry fairs in the state institutions that are here locally. We do have community agencies that do refer to us. We're a part of the Franklin County Reentry Task Force. So they refer individuals to us as well. And we're currently in two state institutions and the local county jail. So word spreads through there as well for people to come to us.
Is there such a thing as a judge, say, at a parole hearing saying, I'll grant you parole, but you have to go through the Touch system?
As of right now, no, just because of the way the parole system works. We do have a lot of judges that are friends of the program. So if an individual is attending our program, we can write them a letter, say, you know, with their attendance record and a recommendation saying, hey, they're on the right track, and they'll take that into consideration. But just the way parole or probation works right now, they can't actually do that.
No. Okay. Now let's talk about criminal thinking, because in the boardroom at your place, I saw it's a syllabus of courses that are offered, and it's criminal thinking 1, criminal thinking 2, and criminal thinking 3, correct?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes 4.
And sometimes 4.
Depending on how long it goes, yeah.
Okay, so tell me, what is that? You're teaching them how to be criminals? They already know that.
No, it's actually quite the opposite. It's what we call the thinking error curriculum, and it's based off of a cognitive behavioral therapy model that's been proven to help reduce recidivism rates. It's basically you target and identify the type of thinking that helped an individual get into trouble. You know, so it could be anything from they think they're a victim all the time, to they make a victim of other people, to they just aren't good communicators, but some type of thinking error that led them down the road to incarceration.
So they think it's okay to steal because they're putting it to good use in their head.
Yeah, one of them is actually the Robin Hood.
Okay.
That's one of the thinking errors that we use, where it's, well, I don't have anything. I have a family to provide for, you know, sort of like Aladdin. I'll steal this loaf of bread and give it to my family because we're starving. And that's a thinking error.
Right.
And so what we do is we identify that, and then we go through a series of different topics and worksheets and conversations to help identify that thinking error and then correct it.
Now, there's 4 levels. So does that mean it takes 4 different courses to change that person's thinking?
I mean, it could take a lifetime to change a person's thinking, but the 4 weeks that we use are very intensive, where actually the whole other, 10 to 12 weeks, we are applying the thinking errors. So we focus on the core of that program for 4 weeks, but for the entire program duration, we're consistently talking about thinking errors.
Do you give them examples?
Yes. We use real life examples in the talk sessions. We do exercises where they have to talk things out, and they actually do like a chart where they map out their thinking error so they can see on paper in their own words their thought process and how that's been repeated in their life.
For some of them, is this the first time they've actually come to the realization that it's them and not their surroundings?
For some, yeah. And it helps a lot of people process maybe how their surroundings influence their thinking, but it definitely helps people take accountability for their thoughts, their feelings, their behaviors, things of that nature, which is sort of like the first step to really embracing, making a lifestyle change.
Well, I think that's really neat. I guess I didn't really think about the Robin Hood syndrome or those kinds of things, because I guess I just thought it was like, well, I got caught. Nobody's sorry till they got caught. There's even a song about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're trying to do is change them from just being upset that they got caught, that it wasn't such a bad thing to do. I was helping my children, blah, 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 to pointing out to them that this is not the way you operate in a civilized society. There are rules you have to follow. And if you follow, how about this? Have you seen this light bulb go off in their head where they get it? They get a job, they go out, and they're not making a lot of money. I would assume they have to start at kind of an entry-level place, but they're proud of that. It's like, wow, this $100 feels so much better than the $1,000 I got when I stole.
Yeah, there's the saying that you have to work twice as hard when it's honest, but the dollar that they get from that honest work is very rewarding. And, you know, our approach to thinking errors is that, you know, everybody in society has them. That's the whole concept behind that curriculum. And we just chose some of the ones that apply more to the population that we work with. So, you know, everybody has them. We're just working with the people who got caught.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And, yeah, they definitely go through that process of identifying them, correcting them, and then seeing the benefits of that, you know, whether it's that, you know, getting that job, working a 9-to-5, or, you know, just being more in their family's lives instead of incarcerated. That's a great feeling for a lot of people.
And does the curriculum vary between men and women? Because as I listen to the radio, the news, and I watch television, it seems to me that a lot of times women get arrested because they were helping their man. They were like driving the getaway car, or they don't have their finger on the trigger. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yet they still go to prison and jail. So how do you, is theirs just being taught to not be so affected impressionable? Don't do what this guy said.
Yeah, I mean, the curriculum topics are exactly the same, but you're right. The conversations go a little differently. And statistically, they found that women are mostly incarcerated due to their relationships, whatever those relationships may be, with a significant other or family member. But we still really stress the personal accountability and choosing good, healthy people to be in your life so that you're not sort of set up for that. So we do still talk about the thinking errors because, like I said, everybody has them. So they apply to everybody no matter what the situation, and the curriculum does as well. But we do definitely differ the conversations a little bit to focus on, well, not only you, but the relationships around you. Let's talk about those for the specific topic.
Okay, and that means you have clothes for the women too?
Yes.
Okay, and you try to keep them updated so they don't look like they stand out in a crowd?
Yes, we don't have just the strictly 80s wardrobe. We do have a lot of updated items.
Okay, we just checking.
Yeah, no, that was a big issue at first. But no, we everything is updated. It's just gently used donations from people who are, you know, cleaning out the closet or some thrift stores here or there.
Okay, sounds cool. We have to go to another break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
While most schools raise tuition every year, Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School in Dublin is still less than $5,000. And that includes everything. Hi, this is Kendra O'Reilly, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, and I'm so proud of my students that have already made the first step in securing a great future for themselves as an in-demand dental assistant.
Hi, my name is Chrissy Lees from Utica. I am a mother of two who works full-time. These weekend classes work great for me. The course is very interesting, and these instructors are amazing. They really want you to succeed. It's only been 2 weeks, and I'm already getting hands-on experience in a dental office.
The next class begins on April 13th. Don't delay. To claim your space or to get more information, call 740-602-1250. That's 740-602-1250. Or go to assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in 2 visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm here with Caitlin Condon of MCS Touch. It's a local charitable organization that helps formerly incarcerated men and women assimilate back into society. And by doing so, they reunite families, they help children, they help women and men, and they actually help the community because now crimes aren't being recommitted. And they help all of us taxpayers because if they don't go back to prison, which costs about $25,000 to $30,000 a year to keep them there, if instead they go out and they get a job, that's one more worker, one more taxpayer, and one less person who is, you know, draining society, right?
Yes, correct.
So you put a smile on lots of people's faces, don't you?
Yes, we do. We get to. It's a great job.
So tell me, you know, we're down to about 4 to 5 minutes left, and I want to make sure that there's nothing that you... Well, is there something that I've missed that you would like people to know about Touch?
Just that we need all the support we can get from every facet in the community. I mean, everybody can help. I think a lot of people, when they come to this population, they're like, well, what could I even do to help? Well, we always need volunteers around the agency. We always need help breaking down the stereotype that's associated with our population. So everybody's always welcome to stop in, check us out, see what we're doing, volunteer. And then we also have a social media page. We do have a Facebook and a Twitter.
Oh, what
and
is
it? It's just Touch Program.
Are there any periods?
No, we took the periods out because it's too hard to find. Right. So it's just T-O-U-C-H in space and program.
Touch and program space, not an underlined or underscore, just touch space program.
Correct. Yeah. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So you can just stay up to date. We do our volunteer highlights. We have some amazing volunteers that we like to put out for that. We put all of our, you know, fundraisers and things up there. So it's just a great way to stay in touch with what we're doing.
Okay. And then tomorrow is the jail and bail. We want to remind folks that they can call. The number is 338-8733 or go to touchimp.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you said right on the landing page, there's a big area where it says they can donate to the jail and bail.
Yep. Big jail and bail flyer. You just click on that and it'll take you to the donation page.
Okay.
Very easy process.
Okay, great. And I want to remind folks, remember, we still need volunteers for Team Smile. It's May 3rd. It's on, it's a Friday. It's all day. It's like 8 in the morning till 3. It's not a terrible day. It actually ends pretty early because they're school kids, and they'll be bussed in, and they have to be bussed back. It's at Nationwide Arena in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets. We want to thank them for being so kind as to host, and also thank the Delta Dental Foundation for funding, because it takes about $10,000 to put this on. And then don't forget to call tomorrow and bail me out and bail, like we said, Granville Waiters. And we have Judge Cox is going to be sentencing us.
Judge Green.
Judge Green. Okay, sorry about that. Judge Green. And my crime, I guess, is going to be doing a radio show without a license.
Yes. You'll get a big certificate with that on it.
So if people want to basically bail me out, they would call the same number or go to the same website, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to shut me up, call. I think my wife's picking up the phone. She's going to call right now and send in some money just to make me stop talking. It takes a lot to make me stop talking. You may have noticed. Now, next week, and if we have time, I'll mention one more time about this touch thing. But before I run out of time, let me mention that next week I'm going to have Canadian oral surgeon Dr. Larry Gaum, G-A-U-M. He's the author of the textbook Oral Surgery for the General Practitioner and principal developer of the ART mandibular block, which is a novel new way of numbing people for their lower arches, which is kind of interesting. I actually don't know how to do this one yet, so I'm going to find out from him when he's on our show. So, again, Caitlin, thank you for being on the show. It sounds like, you know, the reason I got involved with MCS Touch is because of all the great things that you guys do. I know that it's a shoestring budget right now, and we're working hard to change that. Got some great people on the board and a lot of kind, caring people that are showing up, you know, once a month to kind of work on this and are, raising money. I think that maybe at the 10-year anniversary, you'll be able to look back and laugh at how tight things were, you know, back in 2013. Maybe when you have your 10-year anniversary in 2018, things will be different. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. We already do that now for the 5 year, just thinking back to year one. And oh my goodness, how did we survive that? But we did.
You did? Yeah, you had a smaller office, right?
Yes. Much smaller office. We've expanded every 2 years since our
Yeah, because it's pretty spacious.
Yes.
And also, I've noticed, just so you guys know, they spend their money wisely. They seem to do a good job of conserving funds. They close off the different rooms that they're not using and just use space heaters to stay warm in the winter to keep the bills down. And if you've ever thought about donating to a charity, but you're wondering if the money's going to be spent wisely and carefully, I can tell you that the MCS touch folks do spend their money carefully.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for your support and for having me on today.
Sounds great. I'm happy you were able to get up and come in. All right. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Remember, next week is Dr. Larry Gomm, Canadian oral surgeon, textbook author, oral surgery for the general practitioner, and principal developer of the art mandibular block technique. We'll see you then.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.